There will be some people looking towards Boris Johnson today, and they'll have anything but a look of love for him, especially if they're going through the trauma of having been involved in a historical sex abuse case, or indeed if they have a family member who was abused as a child. This is what he had to say on LBC Radio.
One comment I would make is I think an awful lot of money, an awful lot of police time now goes into these historic offences and all this malarkey, and you know, £60 million I saw was being spaffed up the wall on, you know, investigation into historic child abuse and all this kind of thing. I mean, what on earth is that going to do to protect the public now? What the people want is to see officers out on the streets doing what they signed up to do.
People obviously do want to see officers out on the street, but do they believe that the money spent on historical child abuse allegations and inquiries is money, to use his term, spaffed up against the wall, which is an incredibly rude term, by the way. Jim Gamble was a former head of child exploitation and online protection with CEOP, and is very aware of people who have suffered. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this latest statement from Boris, who's never that far away from controversy?
Well, he courts controversy, and this is, you know, a highly intelligent person doing something that, you know, is playing to the crowd. He uses language that is wholly inappropriate. And even if you listen to his introduction, he says that, you know, a comment he wants to make. He said this in a premeditated way to play to a particular crowd, and it's simply disgusting. To use that comment with the sexual innuendo which is attached to it when talking about survivors living with a legacy of pain is despicable. And if we had any type of government which was anywhere towards normality away from the dysfunctionality that we see every day, this person would actually, if not, you know, be forced out, if not doing the right thing, you know, coming out and apologizing and resigning from any public office that they currently hold or might ever hold, they'd be pushed out by a government that really had learned the lessons that we have seen coming out of these really important inquiries into, and we call them historic abuse. You know what? The people that live with the pain, it's not history to them. They've got up this morning with that same pain. They'll go through the day with constant reminders. And this is just adding insult to injury.
It is an incredible insult, isn't it, considering the use of the word. And I know some people will be wondering, what is the word? Because it's not commonly used here. But basically, it's his interpretation of the word ejaculation.
Yeah, yes, it is. And if you even watch the way he gestures when he uses the word, I mean, it's simply disgusting. Here's the thing. Number one, you know, what he's done is just absolutely thoughtless. For a person who's supposed to be in a position of responsibility and influence, it's really mind-boggling. But actually, apart from all of that, he's fundamentally wrong when he suggests that this money doesn't teach us anything that makes us safer today. Listening to survivor stories, learning about how individuals were groomed, learning about how information was suppressed by people in positions of power is critically important so that we don't let it happen again today. And there are lessons that we've learned from historic abuse, from the ongoing inquiry, that are being applied as we speak, as we begin to look with a much more critical and informed eye at child abuse cases that are contemporary. And here's the other thing. These abusers, you know, aren't locked in the past. Those that are still alive, in my experience, don't stop the abuse, you know, way back when. It's the nature of the beast that is who they are, and they will have multiple victims. So ultimately, you know, this man's moronic comments need to be challenged, and they need to be challenged in a way where survivors actually see that we do care, that we are learning, and that he is an anomaly. He's, you know, an anomaly from the past, where if you came from, you know, a particular background, were particularly privileged, you could do and say what you want. Those days are over, and he needs to be held to account for what he's done, because it's shameful.
He could be a future prime minister.
Well, you know what? Given what we've seen, you know, in the last year, and the dysfunctionality we've seen in government, nothing would shock me. But surely even that now is a step too far. Someone who has been so disrespectful to the most vulnerable in our society, the most courageous who've come forward and told their stories, surely when he speaks of them in the language that he has, that must be the end of any political ambition or career aspirations that he has. And where is the real leadership? Where's the real leadership now in the midst of all this? What I want to see is the Prime Minister come out, you know, Jeremy Corbyn come out, those individuals in positions of authority and influence to say this is unacceptable, we do not support this, and actually, you know, as far as we are concerned, his time in public office of any kind is finished.
So ultimately, he wouldn't have been in favour of investigating into the fallout from Jimmy Savile. He wouldn't have been in favour of Cardinal George Pell ending up in jail, because both of those took a long, long time.
Yeah, of course they did. And you know, the implication from what he's saying is that he thinks that's a malarkey, that's a nonsense, doing those things. You know, his language is just from a different time and place. His language was part of the problem way back when people thought, well, these people in positions of influence, the celebrity that was Jimmy Savile, you know, the person of prominence in the church that was Cardinal Pell, that they were too good or too famous. It's just malarkey to even think that they could do that. It's a nonsense. His language is stuck in the past. The lessons we have learned from the good investment made in supporting survivors to tell their stories actually, you know, locks him in the past, and we now need to forget about him. But we need to see signs from leadership that they are saying this is not acceptable, and that type of behaviour is not acceptable in our party or any party. I'm not being party political in any respect here. Anyone from any party who says what he has said should be shunned.
Is money, however, equally important for historic child sex abuse as it is for current policing to prevent children from being abused today?
Achieving balance is critically important, but if we're going to talk about money, then we need to talk about, you know, the 10 or 11 million pounds spent for security by inviting Donald Trump. You know, I'd rather have that conversation about where that money could better have been spent. It's government who prioritise the spend, and there are a range of different ways that money can be spent. Think of the money wasted on the ferry contract, you know, to a company that didn't have ferries as a contingency for Brexit. If we want to talk about where money is being wasted, then that's a different conversation. But money is not wasted when it's invested in survivors of abuse, nor is it wasted when it's invested in policing. This is a government where they're making excuses, and he's an ideal example of that. He's gone on, and rather than deal with the fact that with 22,000 fewer police officers, 30,000 fewer police staff on top of that, he's suggesting that we can do things. You know, Theresa May once said there's no magic money tree. Well, there's no magic tree out there for dealing with knife crime. There's no magic tree out there for dealing with child abuse inquiries or police presence on the street that reassures the public and deters crime. You know, you've got to invest in those things that make people safer. And what we see now is smoke and mirrors, nonsense coming out, being spouted by individuals to hide the fact that there's been a lack of investment and that austerity driven by this particular government has had an impact, whether it be education, social care, mental health or policing. Those are all the areas where we need investment. And actually, I'd rather, if I was one of his constituents, that the money going to a member of parliament who was better spent on another member.
Okay, Jim Gamble with his opinion on Boris Johnson. Jim Gamble's a former police officer, former head of the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Group, CEOP, and of course he has liaised with many, many victims of historical child sex abuse, child rape. He has indeed liaised with these people. He's spoken to them. He's met them. He knows exactly how they are suffering. As for Boris Johnson, the money spent on looking into issues from the past, here's a reminder of how he sums it up.
One comment I would make is I think an awful lot of money, an awful lot of police time now goes into these historic offences and all this malarkey, and you know, £60 million I saw was being spaffed up the wall on, you know, some investigation into historic child abuse and all this kind of thing. I mean, what on earth is that going to do to protect the public now? What the people want is to see officers out on the streets doing what they signed up to do.
That's possibly a future prime minister using the word spaffing up against a wall in relation to historical child sex abuse. No wonder people are complaining. Right, 0289 0333 105.